The Siena College poll finds likely voters in the November 7th elections are leaning against a ballot proposal on whether to hold a constitutional convention, says Siena's Steve Greenberg.
Now, by a better than 2-to-1 margin, 57% to 25%, likely voters say they are going to vote no on the constitutional convention.
The numbers are a change from earlier in the year, when the majority of voters, while saying they had not heard much about it, were in favor of holding a constitutional convention. And the negativity about the proposed convention is widespread. 56% of voters who identify as liberals and 60% of New Yorkers who say they are conservatives are all against the idea. 60% agreed with the statement that the event would be a waste of time and money. One difference in the months since the first polls on the topic, up to $1.5 million has been spent by a broad coalition against holding the convention. It includes unions, the state's conservative party, and pro- and anti-abortion groups. All say they fear a revision of the Constitution could be harmful to their interests. They've purchased TV ads portraying the convention as potentially corrupt.
What would a statewide constitutional convention look like? Like the bar in Star Wars. Corrupt politicians there to grab more power and more of our money.
Greenberg with Siena says the anti-ConCon campaign has had an impact.
Campaigns take place and campaigns educate voters, whether it's about candidates or about issues or about proposals like the Constitutional Convention.
Supporters of the Constitutional Convention, including Randy Mastro of the reform group Citizens Union, say they have faith in New Yorkers' ability to take back their government by holding a convention. Mastro predicts there will be yes votes on Election Day.
New Yorkers who are fed up with what they're seeing in Washington, Albany, and in City Hall are going to rise up and say, enough. We have a chance to take our state back, to bring good government to New York, and this constitutional convention is our chance, and they're going to grab it.
The survey of likely voters finds they do support the second proposal on the ballot by an overwhelming margin. It would allow a judge to revoke the pensions of some public officials convicted of felonies. But Greenberg says they are mostly confused by a third ballot question concerning land use in the Adirondack and Catskill parks.
Would allow them to take some forest land to use for important municipal purposes and replace it with other land back into the forest preserve. Right now, voters are sort of divided. 46% of plurality say they're going to vote yes on that bill, on that amendment. 35% say they're going to vote no, with still 18% undecided.
Voter turnout is once again expected to be light, so those opposed to the convention might be more motivated to come out to the polls. They could swing the vote against the constitutional convention. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.